Welcome to another episode of NoahCast. The focus is on more AI features again. This time it's door detection. This is done again by pressing the A1 button on the Noah device, which cycles through different items or objects to detect. And the second one in the list is doors. So when I take a picture, Noah will mainly focus on looking for any doors in the scene. So it will give you a quick summary of where the doors are located, if they are open or closed, and it will try and identify any numbers or signage on the doors as well. Door detection can be used when indoors and outdoors, and it is vitally important to make sure that I have an active internet connection, either through Wi-Fi or the hotspot on my iPhone, and I have already made sure that I have an internet connection. Let's try and do some demonstrations then. Okay, so I'm in my house at the moment. I'm just standing in my living room. I'm facing a doorway. I've just staged this one just to show you how it works indoors. So to start looking for doors, I press the A1 button on my Noah device.
Item to detect. Text.
And again.
Doors.
That's the one we're looking for, so select to confirm.
I'm looking for doors. Please wait a few seconds.
You're in a room. To your slight left, a few steps away, is an open door. Further down the hallway, to your slight right, is another door. It is closed.
There we go. So that's really good. It's detecting all the doors it can see and telling you if they are open or closed and how far away they are approximately. Now let's test this outside, and I'm just positioning myself in front of a door, and we will repeat the process of pressing A1.
Item to detect. Text.
And again.
Doors.
Select to confirm.
I'm looking for doors. Please wait a few seconds.
You are in front of a door, a few steps away, in the middle. The door is closed.
Ah, but it hasn't read the address on the door, so I'm going to have to try it again.
Item to detect. Text. Doors. I'm looking for doors. Please wait a few seconds.
You are in front of a house. To your slight right, a few steps away, is a door. It is closed.
No, it's not reading the door numbers. So to read the numbering on the doors, I wonder if it's best to actually use the text detection for that. Maybe the door detection is more useful, say, if you're actually just looking for confirmation that there are any doors in the area. I'm honestly not sure. I'm going to go for a walk up the street with my guide dog, and we're going to try this out with some shops. Okay, this should test the door detection. We're outside some shops, and I'm sure I'm near doorways. So what we'll do the door detection again. So A1.
Item to detect. Text.
And again.
Doors.
Select confirm.
I'm looking for doors. Please wait a few seconds.
You're in front of a shop. To your slight left, a few steps away, is a door. It is open.
And it actually did a really nice job there. I was actually outside the baker's. It got all of the information spot on, and I've just been in there and bought myself a nice cake and a pint of milk. Now, just on the point of the information on the doors, I'm going to try the text detection, which I covered previously in an earlier episode. I just want to see if it does again pick up text on the doors, which it did in the previous episode that I that I recorded. So you found the doors, you know where they are using the door detection, how far away they are, that's brilliant. So just at the moment, as an additional step, we'll do a quick text detection. So A1.
Item to detect. Text.
Select to confirm on text.
I'm looking for text. Please wait a few seconds.
You're in front of number 66.
Ah.
To your left, there is a door.
There we go. So I think what we do is we use text detection and door detection in combination with one another. Find the location of the door first and get the information about how far away it is, where it's located, etc., and then do the text detection to read any information on the doors. And that is me back home. I really enjoyed that experience. I really think the AI door detection feature is an extremely useful one. And to be quite honest, I didn't plan on bringing in the text detection there, but everything I'm doing is live. It's not scripted in any way. We'll face challenges along the way, which we had there in terms of, yes, great, it found all of the doors accurately, it described everything wonderfully in terms of the location of the doors, etc. But if you want to know the numbers on the doors, really the best course of action, in my opinion, is to combine the two AI features of door detection and text detection, as I just demonstrated. Those are just some examples of why I find the door detection features useful. If you would like more information about the NOAA device or to arrange a demonstration, the website is biped.ai. Biped is spelt B for Bravo, I for India, P for Papa, E for Echo, D for Delta. I am also happy to answer any questions from a user's perspective. You can email me using the address noacastquestions@gmail.com.